Former high school teacher charged for sex with student, marries victim after indictment. By Amy Furrow, November 24, 2022. A former Alabama high school teacher who allegedly had sex with a student recently married her. According to court documents, the ex-teacher and coach resigned after he was arrested and charged in the case and is asking court officials to ease a restriction that is keeping the two apart. The Associated Press, AP, reported this week. Thomas Blake Tucker, 25, included a copy of the wedding license in a court filing asking a judge to change conditions of his bond so the two can live together, the outlet said. The former East Limestone High School worker was charged a few months ago with being a school employee who engaged in a sex act with a student under 19 years of age. In a social media post on September 17, the Limestone County Sheriff's Office said officials learned the day prior of a potential inappropriate relationship between Tucker and a student. Captain Caleb Durden began to investigate the allegation and discovered evidence to establish probable cause, and Tucker was taken into custody around midnight, the office continued. He was released on $30,000 bond per the condition he refrained from contacting the student involved, the AP report said. The defense request said the two obtained the wedding license and married November 8 despite the restriction, to which it said Tucker is currently adhering. The outlet noted, adding the request will be heard during a hearing on December 6. Meanwhile, a 22-year-old teacher's aide in Oklahoma has reportedly been charged for allegedly having sex with a 16-year-old student in the weeks after she started work. Her first day on the job was October 10, which was 15 days before she allegedly began talking with a teenage student on October 25 through Snapchat. Breitbart News reported, adding the suspect, Ashley Waffle, was fired on November 10. According to reports, Waffle faces two charges of second-degree rape that can carry sentences of up to 15 years in prison. When it comes to the crime wave sweeping across President Joe Biden's D. America, an October poll found the majority of American voters laid the blame at the feet of woke politicians and only 11% said they believe crime is going down.